Judith Kramer with Mission Network News. Hate speech seems like it's everywhere, doesn't it? Barna research says 7 in 10 adults believe that hate speech and hate crimes have increased in the last 5 years. And it also seems like it's open season on Christians. The study shows that people believe the internet and social media amplify the problem. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
we need to talk to our Christian kids about how to defend our beliefs and becoming more of apologists and asking questions rather than slinging, you know, Christian insults at people or preaching at them or quoting a Bible verse out of context or something.
So Keys for Kids offers devotional tools that help parents spiritually mentor their kids.
It's pointing to real life anecdotal situations that tell kids about the scripture that kind of goes behind that and then how to apply it to your life.
Check it out at our website. And during InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 2018 conference, Mission Network News spoke with the authors of the book Hermanos. Natalia Cohn-Ribera, Noemi Vegi-Canones, and Christy Garza-Robinson have carefully crafted words of Christian discipleship for today's Latinas. Ribera says,
we wanted to help resource, empower, encourage, and just provide mentorship to Latina women, like provide mentorship with ancient women in the Bible and then current modern mentorship and help bridge the gap for women, young and
Hermanos
old.
Hermanos looks at the stories of women like Ruth, Esther, and many more, but it also looks at what could happen if we just said yes to God. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, things like discipleship, Bible translation, or Latina ministry, we'd love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join us? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.